Shulchan Aruch in the Aruch Chaim Siman Dalet Sif Yud Ches makes a list of things which are required in a tila. Some of them are because of Nikias, but many of them are because of Baruch Ra. So we basically touched on the ones which are because of Nikias. Let's talk about the ones which have to do with because of Ruach Ra. So the most obvious one, we know that the person is Kama Amita, the person gets up in the morning. That's number one. We'll go back and talk about more details about that. The Yetzim Mevesa Kisei, Mevesa Merchatz, a person who was whether he used the facilities or not, just going through the Mevesa Kisei or the Mevesa Merchatz. The support of a person cuts his fingernails. And then we spoke about taking off the shoes or touching the feet. Chayfa Perosha, those are not because of Ruach Ra. A person goes into basic quarters, a person touches a mace, the person is malava. We'll talk about the luchas in the means. A person would be malava the mace, a person goes to levaya as well. It talks about touching a kina. That's not such a common issue. We're not going to talk about that. Removing kinas from your clothing, etc. So the first one which he talks about is the kama amita. So the person gets up in the morning. Now the Shulchan Aruch has a question. He wants to know the source of the Ruach Ra. Is it the sleep, or is it the source of the Ruach Ra is the nighttime itself? So there's two nafkaminas to this question. One is a person who was up the whole nighttime, so he didn't sleep at nighttime, but nighttime itself might generate a Ruach Ra, which would mean that a person gets up in the morning, a person in the morning, Shavuos morning, for example, a person would wash his hands, even though he was up the whole night, he would have to wash his hands, even though he did not use the facilities. He would not make a bracha in that situation. If he uses the bathroom, he would make a bracha. But if a person does not use, but he has to wash his hands, even though he was up the whole nighttime. It also means a person gets up early in the night, and then it comes Elos HaShachar. He should wash his hands again, even though he washed his hands one time, but since there was still nighttime that he was awake, at the end of the night, there's a Ruach Ra, which is Shor HaNidayim. The other nafkamina is the other way around, is a case where a person slept by day. So it's not nighttime, so you don't have the issue of the Ruach Ra of nighttime, potentially, but if the source of the Ruach Ra is the sleep itself, a person would sleep a significant amount of time by day, so that a person would have to wash his hands as well. So the Shulchan Aruch says in both situations, a person should wash their hands because of this suffix, whether the Ruach Ra is because of the sleep or because of the nighttime, and at either one of those situations, a person has to wash his hands. And we'll talk about more details, Bezras Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.